The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello, everyone. During these trying times, it's essential for us to join together to build a stronger tomorrow. Your voice counts. Now more than ever, your participation in the 2020 census shapes the future of programs in South Carolina.
The 2020 census impacts programs and benefits for seniors,
special education and Pell Grant programs,
outreach and employment programs,
determines South Carolina's share of small business and disaster funding,
impacts community food programs,
adoption and foster care in the great state of South Carolina,
ensuring our roads are safe for our families,
impacts South Carolina's schools, roads, and first responders,
college students,
impacts veterans programs,
tourism and state parks,
local transportation system,
early childhood programs,
economic development and job growth in South Carolina,
after school programs,
community facilities and services,
school breakfast and lunch programs,
housings, housing assistance, housings for the poor, and housing for our seniors.
Representation in Congress.
The 2020 census impacts our children's success for the next 10 years.
By completing the census, you are sparking lasting change in our state. Can we count on you?
Count me in.
Count me in.
Count me in.
Count me in.
Count,
count
us in.
Count me in.
Yeah. Count me in. Yeah.
Count me in. Joining me a few minutes this morning, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much. I am so proud of that video. We released it yesterday, and it's getting a lot of shares and likes, and a lot of great people came out to help me with that. We have Dabo Swinney and Jeff Duncan. We had Edwin McCain and Darius Rucker. I mean, we have it's just amazing. Carl Savinsky, him involved.
I would have given you an A+, but I'm gonna have to give you an A because you missed your favorite local radio host.
I know, but you know what? You were so popular, nobody would have paid attention to the message. They would have overlooked the message.
Good recovery there, Lieutenant Governor. what a great job, though. That's a great video, and you covered all the bases. I mean, having Coach Dabo Swinney and as you mentioned, the Senators Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott, and just a lot of people from all around South Carolina. Good job.
Thank you so much. You know, and this was done at zero cost. We use the Carolina Agency. This is a group, a marketing group of students at the University of South Carolina, and they put this together. They stayed after their semester ended to make sure they'd get it done. And so I want to give a huge shout out to them. They did wonderful work. This is what collaboration does. You know, we all come together for a great cause.
Sure. All right, let's talk for a minute. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt on with me on the guest line. Why is this message so important now?
So very important because what we're dealing with right now. 2010, our numbers are upwards of 20% undercounted, and the $1.9 billion we got from the federal government to combat COVID came from those census numbers in 2010 that we knew were undercounted. So we can't fix the past, Joey, but we can make sure we don't repeat a mistake. So we have to make sure that we get all of us counted, every single household, every single person in South Carolina gets counted. We all complain about our roads and bridges. Broadband has been a huge topic during this this COVID-19 with kids working from home or doing school from home and people working from home. So broadband, we get federal funding depending how far it can go out based on our census numbers.
Sure, sure. And that is very important. And when you watch this video and you see all of these different people talking about the various programs that can be affected, it really brings it home. I mean, I just wasn't aware that there were that many. And the ones you mentioned, I'm sure, are just a small portion of that list of how important it is that we get the right count.
Absolutely. And you know, the two biggest sectors of our community that are undercounted are our children and our elders. And so much of the resources we get to help them come from the federal government. So we got to make sure we're counting our children. They were born by April 1st. Make sure you count them on your census. And we have to help our elders get this filled out. It has become so important. So I've suggested college kids, help your grandparents, help your aunts and uncles who maybe not feel comfortable filling forms out on a computer. It takes just a few minutes. And you know how our grandparents love to hear from their grandkids. They'll do it. They'll do it in a heartbeat.
Right. If you want to see this video, just text the keyword video to 877-235-9405. I got a link on there that'll take you straight to the video. Just text the keyword video to 877-235-9405. And while you're there, share it on your Facebook page. Tweet it. I mean, let's get it out there so people see this video. And again, just what a great job you guys did on that.
Oh, thanks, Joey. I mean, we are very proud of it. And I'm excited, but thank you for adding to share it, because the more people we can get it to, the more people we can make aware.
Right, right. So let's talk for a minute about Accelerate SC. What's the next step? What are you guys working on? I know you're meeting various committees, meeting daily and weekly. Of course, Monday, we talked about the other day, Monday's a big day, additional businesses opening up. What's next up for Accelerate SC?
So we had our resource subcommittee yesterday, and that's where we talk about businesses and reopenings. We were talking about, travel sports for kids. That is something that we're looking at guidelines for heavily right now. We are looking at small entertainment venues, not quite the big ones like Carowinds, but the smaller ones, putt-putt, things like that, where families go, and they're usually in a small group, usually in smaller groups, and it's a family group. So we're looking at those. We have the guidelines in, hoping to make an announcement soon. Everybody stay tuned on that stuff. We also talked about liability. Liability was a big thing we talked about yesterday in resource, helping out our businesses from frivolous lawsuits. Due to COVID-19, a lot of businesses aren't reopening because they're concerned, and we know it. We're right. Hearing it. We were talking yesterday about the General Assembly. They're going to have to come back in. They're going to have to come back in and pass this legislation to protect our businesses. So, we had Ted Pitts from the chamber, the state chamber, and we've had Sarah Hazard from Manufacturers Alliance talking about how it is first and foremost on business owners' minds. So there were a lot of things that happened yesterday, Joey. I encourage everybody, SCTV is televising those because we want the whole state to know what we're doing. We don't want there to be any surprises. We want transparency. So if you missed it, you can go on to SCTV and see all the amazing things that we talked about yesterday. Got a lot accomplished.
Yep. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evans, always good to spend a few minutes with you again. Great job on the video. Hashtag count me in. Text the keyword video to 877-235-9405. You can also find it on our Facebook page as well. Be sure and share it. We got to get this message out. Always good to talk with you on Thankful Thursday.
Thank you, Joey. Hope you and Tommy have a great day. And I look forward to talking to you guys next week.